Mississippi mayor believes lowering U.S. flag for Dolly Parton could lessen the meaning of the gesture. By Amy Furr on August 30, 2026. The mayor of Olive Branch, Mississippi, is arguing against lowering American flags for country music star and actress, Dolly Parton, who died this week. In a social media post on Friday, Mayor Ken Adams wrote, "I want to make something clear about the recent decision to lower the flags for Dolly Parton. First, there is no question that Dolly Parton was a great person. She brought happiness to millions of people and has done tremendous things for others throughout her life. I have nothing but respect for her. My concern is different," his message continued. "I believe lowering the American flag to half-staff should mean something very significant. In my opinion, it should be reserved for our military heroes, fallen first responders, presidents and other major national leaders, or events that have had a tremendous impact on our country. If we lower the flag every time a well-known or beloved person passes away, I believe we eventually lessen the meaning of the gesture." Parton died this week at the age of 80, just days after announcing she had been dealing with health problems, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. She died following a short battle with cancer. To honor her, President Donald Trump directed that American flags be lowered around the nation for 1 week. His proclamation read, "As a mark of respect for the memory of Dolly Parton, I hereby order, by the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, that the flag of the United States shall be flown at half-staff at the White House and upon all public buildings and grounds, at all military posts and naval stations, and on all naval vessels of the federal government in the District of Columbia and throughout the United States and its territories and possessions until sunset, September 1, 2026. I also direct that the flag shall be flown at half-staff for the same period at all United States embassies, legations, consular offices, and other facilities abroad, including all military facilities and naval vessels and stations." The White House website also noted the president ordered the flag be lowered to honor the memory of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, the Christian conservative activist, husband, and father, who was assassinated in September. In Adams' post, he said the president can make the decision for the country. "The governor can make the decision for the state of Mississippi. I believe a mayor should have the ability to make a decision for his or her city. I also don't believe residents elected me to be a salute and execute mayor but to lead with conviction." He also emphasized this isn't about disrespecting Dolly Parton. It isn't about politics. And it certainly isn't about saying she wasn't a great American. Related, hello, Dolly. Irish town attempts record for most Dolly Parton imitators. "It's simply my belief that the American flag at half-staff is one of the highest honors we can give, and I believe that honor should be reserved for truly extraordinary circumstances. Sometimes preserving the meaning of an honor means being selective about when we use it," he concluded. According to WCNC, a president may order flags to be flown at half-staff for any individual. The U.S. Flag Code, which outlines flag display rules, includes specific guidelines for honoring top political officials. However, it also grants the U.S. president the authority to order flags to be flown at half-staff for the death of other current or former officials, as well as individuals the president deems significant, the outlet said.